Athabasca, Athabasca Cares Community Housing Society, ACCHS, has had an up-and-down few months, and the last several weeks have offered no respite, with one great success in the creation of a MAT program for the winter, but another disappointment, after a recent decision by Athabasca Town Council. ACCHS announced on its Facebook page November 7 that the nonprofit society had been successful in securing a grant from the Rural Development Network, which would make a MAT program possible and make it possible to hire adequately trained staff to operate it. MAT programs are designed as temporary solutions to fill existing gaps in community services and shelter options, primarily protect people from the elements, especially during the winter when freezing temperatures can be dangerous. The program is not being operated out of the Main Street building that was gifted to the society earlier this year, but instead, someone else has offered space to shelter a small number of people at another location. The Main Street building, from which the group pulled its development application after a town hall meeting in October, was gifted to the society this spring, and despite its relative disrepair, provided a light for the fledgling nonprofit, who immediately wanted to assess the building, which has now been found to require an upgrade from the ground up. The taxes owing on that building from the previous owner are now providing for another stumbling block for the society to overcome, after Town of Athabasca Council denied a request from ACCHS President Crystal Zahara at their November 15 meeting. Zahara made her pitch to council, joined by ACCHS executive members Jackie Shank and Gail Leicht. Zahara told council members the society was just waiting for official title transfer, which can take several months, but in all the excitement of being gifted a building, the thought of back taxes was far from their minds. "We're just waiting for my title transfer, which can take 4 months, but we have title insurance, so we're covered and everything's good to go with that, but we have an outstanding tax amount owed which is a little over $4,300, so we are requesting that the town consider forgiving the taxes on that property," Zahara said. "We do not have the money to pay up front. We can make small payments, but with the interest that we're going to be collecting on this in January, we're just not going to be able to afford to make those payments the way that we're operating. Right now, with the current financial situation that we are in, we would love to be able to keep the money in our bank and help people in need, and that is truly where the money should be going." Town Dave Paholik wanted further details on the society's business plan, and the potential for bringing in other income, which was also a point of discussion at the previous public meeting. "Until we know what the key pieces to get that building functional are, we can't have a business plan. We have to understand whether that bootling is salvageable or not first before we can move forward, but we will have one once we understand that a little bit better," Zahara replied. Council also expressed some concerns that the building could be sold after the taxes were forgiven. There was also minimal discussion regarding a nearby unnamed business that owes the town taxes and is known to shelter unhoused individuals, and setting a precedent would be dangerous. Discussion then ceased, and the item was moved to closed session, which came to a close with a unanimous vote of 5-0 to deny the request. Town Sarah Grayling was absent. With the MAT program up and running, the society always accepts donations of supplies that can be distributed to Athabasca's vulnerable population. There is always a need for bedding, sanitary supplies, hygiene products, winter clothing, gloves, toques, etc., food and other basic necessities. You can also donate to the society's crowdfunding campaign or directly via e-transfer to athabascacares@gmail.com. Seaswick@athabasca.greatwest.ca.